We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's been with us before about the wonderful things they do with the Family Folklore Foundation. And she has an event coming up, Meg Demakis, and it's the 1933 World's Fair Fairy Tales, If Buildings Could Talk, and it's going to be a radio show presentation at IUN Main Stage Friday,
April 19th
at 11 a.m. It's available for all, and we'll talk more about that. Meg, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that the pandemic is easing up a little bit, and we can have events.
True. It's always nice to see you, Meg. Thank you.
Nice to see you, too.
So give us a little background. I think a lot of people know about the homes there that are now part of the National Park on the Dunes, but tell us a little bit about the history of that and then how this is going to become a radio play.
Okay. So in 1933, we had the second Chicago World's Fair. One of the best exhibits there, most popular, was the Houses of the Future, its Century of Progress Homes. And we've been fortunate in Indiana to have almost 20 of them brought over to Beverly Shores. We have about five that are left standing. And so people take tours once a year. It's like getting into a Taylor Swift concert to get the tickets. You know, it's very popular. And so we thought, you know, there's a lot of World's Fair buffs out there. And a lot of people around here like to go to see those houses. They wonder about them. So we thought it'd be a good topic to study.
So tell us a story about how they got from where they were in Chicago over to our lakeshore. And what was the purpose of doing that?
So Robert Bartlett, he and his brother had the biggest realty agency in Chicago. And he thought it would be nice to have a place in Indiana where the people from Chicago, because this was before air conditioning, they used to take the train up to Michigan. And he's like, why not have them stop off in Indiana? So they purchased some land. And actually, Beverly Shores is named after his daughter, Beverly. I found that out. And once this fair gets taken down, those buildings are going to be kind of inexpensive, you know, because they got to take them down fast, almost like a circus tent. And he was able to purchase quite a few of them, not very expensively. And then he brought them across to Indiana. Most of them came by truck, but four of them came on a barge, one at a time with a tugboat pushing the barge. And that's how they got over. And it was 34 miles.
So they have a long, long history being here.
Yes, they were only supposed to last 3 months, you know, for the fair. And the economy boosted so much, kind of like a Taylor Swift concert, that when Roosevelt got elected in 1934, he talked the fair people into running it one extra year. And it was one of the few fairs that have actually made money. You know, it's like the Olympics. You have the Olympics in your town. You usually aren't going to make money. But they made money, and they came out $8 million ahead. So that was after 2 years. They had 40 million people that came, 40 million. And then they paid 50 cents a ticket.
As we were talking about that, so they got over here. Was the purpose of having them here to develop Beverly Shores as a real estate option then?
Yes. And so Robert Bartlett would bring people over from Hyde Park. I mean, that's where they were. They were over there by the Science and Industry Museum. And the people all around there knew about them. And so he kind of tapped into that audience, and he brought them over on the train or by car or whatever, and he'd serve them lunch, and they'd take a tour. And those were the people that actually bought. They were teachers and professors and people from there. Even though it was in the Depression, that was the problem, is this was in the 30s. And so it didn't take off the way they wanted, but it did. They're still there.
So with the five houses that are here, can you go through the names and what's special about each house?
Okay. And I have to say something that we wondered about is why did the Indiana Dunes National Park even want to buy them? Well, it wasn't that. It was they were there. You know, so then they thought, well, we better take care of them. So that's how that happened. And the Indiana Landmarks came in, and they help, you know, with propriety, too. There's five houses. One is a log cabin made out of cypress, and it has lasted very well. But the problem with cypress is it's an endangered plant, so that you can't build with cypress anymore. So it's really good to go there and see how great it still looks after 90 years. Another house that they have is what we call the local Barbie doll house. It's the Florida house. It's flamingo pink. It's stucco, you know, and It was very heavy. In fact, two of the houses, the ones that are closer to the lake, that's the Florida house, which was paid for by the state of Florida, and then the Ross Stone house, which was made out of steel with a composite stone, which you could make it any color. It was rose colored. And they're on the lake side of Lakeshore Drive. They weighed more than the space shuttle. Both of them did. Wow. So that they were very, very heavy. And then across the street, they build a dune there. And that's where they've got the Cypress House, the House of Tomorrow, and the Arco Faro House. The Arco Faro House is made out of steel. It came over as one piece, and it was covered with enamel, which seemed like a great idea, except the clips that held it together were made out of iron. They rusted, and the whole place fell apart. So the radio play, we're very excited. It's going to be in the new Arts and Science building over at IUN, which is right across from the library. There's free parking. It's in the main stage theater, which seats 500. And the play has a beautiful background of color. Every member in our group is preparing monologues. The five houses, they are actually children's nylon tents that represent each house. Once they get over here, we have them speaking from the point of view of the houses.
We need to let our audience know it's going to be a library play, IUN Main Stage, Friday, April 19th, 11 a.m. Ticket information at Family Folklore Foundation, Inc. Tickets are available at the door, $3 per student, $5 for a non-student, and for $10, the 1933 Chicago World Fair, Why Terry Eales Books Could Talk. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight, Meg.
Thank you.
Thank you, Meg.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.